Hello, we're in a lesson about faith above reason. We're going to read chosen excerpts from sources. We're continuing in excerpt number 76. The study materials appear at our site and you can ask questions there.
Yes, I thought that it's better if we finish the lesson with faith above reason, that will be what we're taking into our day, and we'll remain with this impression of this topic as much as possible, because actually in each and everything in life, we will need to determine our attitude and faith above reason. So, please, Dudi.
Citut mispar 76,
quote number 76, Rabash writes, it follows that the tzimtzum, the restriction and the concealment were made to benefit the lower one. Thus, there is no point in asking about providence. Why is the Creator treating us as it seems to us? For we do not see the good. And we suffer in exile, poverty, and so on. In other words, everyone complains about why the Creator behaves with undisclosed guidance toward us. That is only good. For this reason, it is forbidden to slander His guidance, the way He behaves with the creatures. Instead, we must believe with faith above reason that it should be precisely as we see it. And concerning what we feel, we should walk in the ways of Torah, as the sages have instructed us, how to behave with all these feelings that we feel, and to say about them, with faith above reason, they have eyes and see not.
That means that each and everything in life, we need to accept it as a correct form of behavior towards us from the Creator. That specifically only from the Creator, because none else besides Him, and the right behavior for now, for each and every one of us, because by this He is teaching us how we need to come closer to Him, to understand Him, to know Him, and be like Him. That's why there is nothing in a person's life that he can criticize in any way, except for what he himself needs to want, to ascribe himself to the Creator working upon him, the Creator taking care of him, only. That's why all of providence, all of our life, has to be accepted in us as the good that does good. It was very difficult for me to understand it too. I remember how the Rabash used to tell me how in the evening when it was cold at home, very cold, there was no heating. And he fell asleep. And his little daughter came up to him and stood beside his bed and says, "Father." And he says, "Well, what do you want?" She said, "I want to eat." And there is nothing in the house to eat. And the little daughter said, she says, so he told her, "You go to sleep and tomorrow there'll be food." In food there is literally nothing to eat, not a piece of bread. And then in such a way, you need to accept the Creator's providence as the good that does good. That we're already speaking about his little daughter. It's very difficult. And also that we need to, we're not even talking about us anymore. Also that we need to raise above reason. It's not simple, but why am I saying this? Because what is he saying? The restriction and concealment were made for the benefit of the lower one. Thus, there's no point in asking about providence, why the Creator is treating us as it seems to us, if we do not see the good and we suffer exile, poverty, and so on. In other words, everyone complains about why the Creator behaves with an undisclosed guidance toward us. That is only good. For this reason, it is forbidden to slander his guidance, the way he behaves with the creatures. Instead, we must believe with faith above reason that it should be precisely as we see it. And concerning what we feel, we should walk in the ways of the Torah, as the sages have instructed us, how to behave with all these feelings that we feel, and to say about them with faith above reason, they have eyes and see not. That is still very far from us to understand and behave in such a way. But still, we'll listen and gradually it'll get into us and we'll understand and feel it. Next, Dudi.
77. When a person begins the work of the Creator on the path of truth, he must take upon himself the burden of faith above reason. Even though all the nations of the world in his body laugh at him, he must sanctify the Creator before the Gentiles in his body and say that he believes in the Creator and wants to serve him with all his heart and soul. And even though they disagree with him, he can say that he takes upon himself the love of the Creator, takes upon himself to love the Creator, even if he has no feeling when he utters it. A person should not be impressed with the organs disagreeing with his view. He does what he can do. That is, in speech and action, he can do this by coercion. And although he feels nothing in it, he is still doing an awakening from below.
So there's a difference between our life in this world with all of our emotions and what we will need to raise to our higher degree. Then we are incorporated in the good that does good, none else besides him, and so on. For that reason, in order to prepare us for it, we need all kinds of exercises that the Creator is doing on us and the souls that are closer or further away, and that we will need to correct ourselves in order to see the good that does good through all those problems that we see. And from this, we come to an ability to understand the upper providence and to connect to it.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Rav, with respect to the example you just gave about the child of Rabash that has no food and his answer to the child, what is the inner work that a Kabbalist does here?
I can't tell you anything. You heard it, and let it be an example for you. That's it. I can't interpret this gradually, we will understand how we need to accept the providence of the Creator with all the terrible things in this world that we don't even want to remember them and we don't want to think or feel them. We will also need to justify the Creator upon all these things. That's according to the way we correct ourselves. It's not for now. But you read it, good. Now forget about it as much as possible, and we'll keep going. Next.
Citut 78.
Excerpt 78. When he engages in the kingdom of heaven to take upon himself faith above reason, when the body disagrees with it and gives him many excuses that now is not the time for this, and brings him evidence from other people who do not pay attention to his work of faith in the Creator above reason, he should say about this, and his heart was proud in the ways of the Lord. He does not look at anyone, but is determined that this is the path of the truth, and he should not look at anyone or hear what the body makes him understand. Go and look at reputable people who understand what is the work of the Creator. It is about this that they said, and his heart was proud. To be proud that he understands better than everyone.
Meaning, when do we need to work with our ego? When specifically people come and say that you can't work above reason. That's called, and his ways will be more exalted in the path of the Creator, that we raise our heart and say, no, we are walking this path, and we don't want to remain in you, that you're in your desires and in your thoughts as beasts. That's called the degree of beast, the animate degree, that whatever a person has, that's what he's in. We don't agree to remain on such a degree that we feel and see according to our eyes and heart and mind. We want every time to rise to another degree above this world, and we have no choice but to rise towards the upper force, which is the good that does good, and that it does control everything. H10.
Good morning, Rav. If alien thoughts come to you and they tell you, look, you've been learning for 20 years Kabbalah, we've succeeded in our life in corporeality or spirituality, and yours just in the same spot. These are desires or places where a person should be proud and say, no, I'm proud that I'm truly walking on the...
I'm not talking about that. You see how I live. I isolate myself from the whole world, and I don't get into any arguments with them. But to explain a bit of Kabbalah, the way, the observation through the wisdom of Kabbalah, that I can. But to start arguing? No. What for?
Not to argue, Rav, but sometimes their thoughts penetrate into you and you tell yourself, what a poor guy I am. So how can I guard myself with my pride? To say to myself that I'm on the right path and that they can stay in their path. Pride guards a person.
I don't need to argue with them even in my head. You don't understand what I'm saying. Also in my head, I don't want to have any thoughts of theirs. Because you can never be right or not right, or for what? If you would argue with something that's important on the path, but it's not important on the path. On the path, I have to walk according to my truth. And for me to start arguing who's right or not, or in reason or above reason, nobody can decide. That's why I choose the path to rise above in the degrees of man, to rise above man of this world to a higher degree, and more exalted and more exalted, and that's how I keep going. And then I start seeing that the world isn't built according to the human minds, but according to the godly minds, according to the quality of bestowal, the force of bestowal, not the force of reception. Now we're going to go to the internet. You have a lot, Kolman.
לא שומעים.
Can hear you.
No.
Moscow 6. What's the meaning of there is no command to suffer, no mitzvah to suffer?
No commandment to suffer means you have to rise to a degree where you don't suffer but enjoy. That even people that will look at you, they'll say, how could it be that he's suffering so much? But you have to bring yourself to a state where you don't suffer. That you're connected to the Creator to such an extent that all the suffering becomes, that's called that pain becomes pleasure.
Moscow 18. There are two more questions. Is the purpose of the mitzvah of the Lashon Hara, the speaking bad things about others, is to bring a person to faith above reason?
Anything we feel in our life is only in order to help us ascend above reason. And in this way, to help us advance all the way to Gmar Tikkun, meaning to bring us to the degree of Bina, when we will be on it and hold on to it, and everything that we do will only be from that degree, from the degree of Bina.
A
question from Hebrew. It is written, that's why you are not to say bad things about the Creator. How does that settle with the prayer? Prayer comes from a deficiency. Should we accept everything as the good that does good?
We start our prayer from giving gratitude to the Creator for creating us and giving us an opportunity to ascend to His degree. And specifically in the gap between our state and the Creator state, we acquire all of creation and all the results and everything. And by this, we fill ourselves with the attainment of creation. If He would create us on His degree, we wouldn't feel anything. That's why we thank Him for creating us also the way He did, in a low degree. And from this low degree, we do gradually rise to His degree.
That's it, thank you.
Okay, yes, Dudi.
If we may, because these are excerpts are very special. On the one hand, they talk about very high states. On the other hand, I'm trying to understand what in our state, when we feel that the Creator gives us pain. That's how a person feels. What can you do? What can you hold on to?
What can I tell you? I also went through something in my life, you know? How to take these states that all in all the Creator's attitude is clothed in His mercy, and we need to discover this clothing of mercy and not the state that the will to receive goes through. Our naked will to receive. That's what's happening if we look at the states through the will to receive, so obviously our life, it's better not to be born. If we look at our life from the opportunity to reach the degree of the Creator, the degree of bestowal, so what can be a greater gift than being born in such a low state and from it reaching such an exalted state? That's why on that it's written, he who shuts his mouth during an argument, meaning to keep incorporating in the alvut of the group and just keep going. Yep.
I shut my mouth, or at least I say outwards, I say there is none else besides him, the good that does good. But the heart, what can I do with my heart when it feels shrinked?
Try and feel the heart as if it's already corrected, even though that's also not good. Truthfully, we need to understand that every suffering is also a correction. Not that there's a commandment to suffer, but when you go through the sufferings from lack of choice, to understand that now the correction takes place by the suffering.
And while suffering?
Think of corrections. That's how the Rabash would say. He'd point to himself and say, let it suffer. That way. It's very hard. Also, Bala Sulam used to say about many things, used to speak in such a harsh way that he said that man before death, that is dying, he feels pain and that his whole life is just, he's leaving them in pain in such a force that is taking all his life away, and he says, but it's not worth giving up on it. Meaning, if it was possible, still, you shouldn't give up on it. There are a lot of things that we correct by pain. Even though we don't sanctify it, we sanctify rising above suffering and faith above reason to attain the Creator as the good that does good. But without the suffering, we cannot deal with our ego. These are things that we have to locate on our own. Everyone who loves the Creator will prove Him.
Moscow 1.
Да, Раф, спасибо. Сильно не ругайте меня за вас.
Yes, Raf, thank you.
Если посмотреть на всю жизнь, как бы...
Don't be mad at me at my question.
Сначала жизнь, а потом
смерть. If we look at all the life of one person, does life start before death or after, or does it all change all the time?
That's correct what you said in the end. Our whole life is this one flow that you can't really divide it or slice it into pieces. We still have to connect ourselves in the alvut of all the souls to one soul. And then we will look at these things in a completely different way, and everything's for the best. Everything for the best. Moscow 7.
Раф, а что мы должны думать об исправлении во время страданий?
What should we think about the correction while we suffer? What is the right way to think? How should we think about it?
That even though I can't justify the suffering, I'd still be happier if they disappeared on one hand. On the other, I annul myself towards the Creator and ask and pray for only one thing, that in every opportunity I'll be able to thank Him and see Him as the good that does good. It's not simple. But if the group is beside you and you can incorporate in them, so you can say it and feel it. And in the group, it's completely different. Completely different. Try and see it.
А еще вот, Раф, можно тут дать?
Ну.
А можно ли переключать?
If I may ask more.
Ну, вот, допустим, я представляю, вот мне плохо, я понимаю, что есть еще люди, которым так же.
Can we change the point of view? Let's say I feel bad and I think about other people feeling bad. Can we incorporate others in my prayer at that moment or not?
Better to бинтайм ата.
I don't know. Better for now you. Better now you. Балтия-3.
Здравствуйте, Раф, Мироворкли. Раф, скажите, а почему вот всего человека...
Hello, Raf and Worldly. Tell us, please, why is the purpose of creation concealed from humanity? If humanity could see why it's suffering, it would get these things differently.
Of course, that if so, you'd run to the purpose of creation egoistically, how to grab the Creator and fill yourself with His light in order to receive, that would be even worse. That would be even more difficult to reach the quality of the Creator. What was created here is that there are two systems, reception and bestowal. And in the connection between them and the shattering and the mixture between them, the path was built and stabilized, the good one, the short one, the secure one, from the opposite form of the Creator to the form that resembles Him. That's what we will learn about more and more and understand that this is how it happened.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you, Rav, for everything. I have a request, if I may. Can we learn Zohar? Especially the chapters about nature, it gives us more feeling and less in the intellect.
I don't know. Find those parts you're talking about, send them to our management, and whatever they decide. That's it. PT 31.
לגבי מה שסיפרת על בעל הסולם עם הסבל, הוא התכוון למי שנמצא בגשמיות או למי שברוחניות?
לא, בגשמיות. מה יש לנו לדבר?
About the suffering that Bala Sulam said, Rav. About corporeality, what do you mean about spiritual suffering? Spiritual suffering is that I can't give contentment to the Creator yet. That's the foundation to spiritual suffering. Okay, guys, I see you don't want to talk to me anymore. So, we'll end the lesson. Dudi?
And the schedule for the recorded broadcast today, 9:30 till 10, news with Rav Lightman, 10 until 11, writer's meeting with Rav Lightman. And this we conclude. Thank you, Rav. Thank you, friends. Have a good day.
Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. The signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. Ve'im nachzik beyachad me'al ha'evdelim nir'eh ech ahavam chazal. Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting. Above thoughts of me.
distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da. Juntando nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad. Мы падаем и вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. Из сердца в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.
To love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door.